you want to be creating content that doesn't speak to people that do what you do. Naturally, people are going to gravitate towards similar people in similar industries, totally normal. But if you want to attract people that are actually potential buyers, you need to speak to them and their issues. I think a common thing I see with a lot of designers, people that work in creative industries, they want to showcase their work a lot, which is awesome and it's amazing. And people will be interested to see that. But if you're just doing that, you're just going to attract and get engagement from others that appreciate that work.
Welcome to Earning by Design, a podcast dedicated to guiding graphic designers and creative freelancers towards building successful businesses from their passions. I'm your host, Lauren Gonzalez, with over 14 years in the design industry, including both in-house corporate and freelance design roles. I'm here to share insights and strategies to help you thrive in your design business. My journey was not without its challenges, including finding well-paying clients and struggling and managing an overwhelming workload for minimal return. But through perseverance and strategic planning, I was able to transform those obstacles into a six-figure design business that allows me to work from home, set my own hours, and select projects that truly resonate with me. So whether you're embarking on your design career or you're already an experienced designer, Earning by Design is your companion to help you stay competitive in the fast-paced world of graphic design. So I'm so excited to be joined today by Brittany from the Social Britify, and she's going to be talking a lot about Instagram and the subject. She's an Instagram expert, and I'm so excited to have her because everybody wants to succeed on Instagram these days. So here she is. Hello to you, Brittany. I'm so excited to have you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Awesome. So I would love you to give an introduction to yourself about how you became to love Instagram and become so good at it.
It was definitely an accident, a happy accident. It's had a great ending, obviously. And I mean, not an ending. It's been a great journey so far. But I actually never intended to start a business. I never intended to work in marketing, social media. Prior to starting my business, I was a professional dancer. I trained my whole life to perform and was so fortunate to have a career in that. I worked for 5 years as a professional dancer with Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, traveled the world, truly lived my dream. And I really thought I had made it, and I had made it. I had a really successful career with it. I was really loving the company I worked with. I worked my way up, was getting considered for more higher management roles in the company. And then COVID-19 hit. And the worst place you could probably be during the pandemic was on a cruise ship, and that's where I was. So fairly abruptly, they canceled our contracts. And I was sent home, and I literally did not have a job. I couldn't get a job, mostly because no one was really hiring. But anything I was applying for, I was basically seen as underqualified because I was a performer. So I couldn't get a job as a waitress, a barista, anything. So I was kind of sitting in my childhood bedroom, like, what am I going to do with my life? Waiting for cruise ships and the performing world to come back into, you know, commission, but just wouldn't know what was happening. So my parents actually had a business, a tutoring business, and they had in-person tutoring locations, but due to the pandemic, they were also transitioning to have online tutoring. And they were like, we now have this online platform. We don't just have to tutor students in person, local to us. We can reach people all around Australia. And we need to start doing something with our marketing because we're one of the only tutoring centers that have the availability to do both in person and online. And I was like, well, I'll figure it out. I'll, you know, Google Facebook tips for business owners and, you know, starting Facebook ads and Instagram. And I was like, I think I can figure it out. I've got the time. And that's essentially what I did. I taught myself everything, dived headfirst into managing their socials and their marketing strategy across various different platforms. And I really learned by doing. And that definitely snowballed. I started running other accounts for different franchises of the tutoring business. I started having people asking for my services. And before I kind of knew it, I was a social media manager. and that's when I realized, you know, if I can learn how to do this from the ground up, I truly believe any business owner can learn how to do it for themselves too. Whether it's they want to do it for themselves long-term, or they want to be able to at least DIY their socials to a point where they're able to increase their revenue to eventually outsource and hire a team. So that's what makes me really passionate, because I'm sort of, you know, an example of my own transformation that I deliver to my students and clients. But yeah, a happy accident with a great ending.
That's so nice that you were able to figure that out and actually use that time to your advantage. So now when you're looking at the world of social media, and you deal with, I know you work with clients and you also help other people to become, you teach about how to become better at Instagram. And what do you find people have as the biggest mistake and challenge that they're doing that is causing them to have problems or not succeed?
One of the main issues, it kind of starts like, it's like the chicken or the egg. Like, do you start just posting about your business and hopefully you start attracting clients, or do you spend that extra time sort of finessing your offer and your, I suppose, more of your like overarching business strategy first before you get into marketing your business? And I don't think there's a right answer, because I have experienced both. I've sort of just been like, I'm going to talk about Instagram and social media, and I grew my audience that way. And I used that audience to sort of then refine my business model and what it is I wanted to offer. But I've also experienced people that don't have that offer defined, and they don't know how they're trying to serve their audience. They don't understand really what it is they're trying to do as a business owner, and what they're trying to get their clients to do or achieve, whatever that might be. And they don't have that defined. They also don't have that ideal client, you know, defined who that person is. So they really struggle with their marketing. They don't know what to post about. They don't know how to post to get clients. They don't know what type of content is the right type of content. So I'm kind of giving two different answers. They're sort of the same mistake, but in different ways, and different things work for different people. Some people just need to have that, I'm just going to post, learn as I go sort of method and approach. Whereas other people, it really works best for them to have that really structural understanding of, okay, this is my business's overarching goal and strategy. How is my marketing strategy going to help me to achieve that goal?
So then when you are giving someone advice, and obviously this is my audience is designers primarily, or those who own businesses or want to get into owning their business. So what would be your advice for, like, they have this marketing strategy. A lot of times designers are just posting content of their work, but not necessarily hitting the mark or reaching the right people. So where would you advise them to go or to start to refine where they're at?
Mm-hmm. One of the best things you can ever do, and it's not something you do once, you need to always be doing it, but is consistent, constant, never-ending market research. And it's something that when you initially are starting, it can be hard to kind of know who to ask, know who to talk to. But at least if you can have a few conversations with people who are essentially your ideal client, that is such a great way to get the intel in their words of what things they're struggling with, what it is they're wanting to achieve, because we can always, as the experts and the, you know, specialists in what we do, we always think about like the high level of like what we're doing. And we always kind of want to lead with the expertise and, you know, how we have all this knowledge and skills, and that can sort of fly over the heads of the people that we're actually trying to attract. So if you can speak to people and find out, okay, what is it you want? You know, is it design services? Is it a done with you thing? Is it a done for you thing? What frustrates you the most about your website or your branding, whatever it is? Really getting the answers from them, specifically in their own words, how they phrase it, how they say it, how they explain those frustrations. And that can be the basis of your content marketing strategy. And then once you start to get that content out, you analyze how it performs. Okay, they responded well to that. They didn't respond well as much to that. That didn't attract the right people. And that's where you can tweak and optimize. And then when you actually do start getting the clients in as well, you also ask them, you ask people that actually paid you, because it's like, okay, what compelled you to want to invest with me? Why did you choose me over someone else? And constantly gathering that data and asking the questions is what really shapes and molds that strategy over time.
Great. Yeah, I definitely can see how that would have a big impact in knowing before you do something. So would you say for them to start with doing the market research, and then what is the most important aspect of an Instagram profile or an Instagram strategy? Is it posting constantly, or would it be the profile or the highlights, or I have a bunch of questions about this, like the type of content to put out, what you're seeing as being the best. But obviously obviously we're doing high level because this is not going to be hours and hours. But what would you suggest would be the place for them to look at first?
So once you've done that, like sort of, you know, ground floor market research, I actually always love if you're able to get on Zoom with people actually transcribing conversations. So you've got notes and words, and that can really start to form a lot of the content. So that's obviously the more content posting side. You know, sometimes it's really helpful just to have like a my first five posts and really making it as simple and basic as, you know, about me, what I offer, you know, what we do, our mission, those sorts of like just pillar type posts that sort of function in the same way that your website might function to give people that base level of understanding. And then you can go from there. Obviously, that's where it gets a little bit more intricate. But the other component is to have your profile set up correctly. And when you have a really well optimized Instagram profile, it can do a lot of the work for you. So some components in your bio are SEO, you know, optimized, people can search components. So it's really important to have the right keywords in your bio. So people are searching for what they need help with. They might not necessarily be searching for your business name or your name because they might not know it yet. So having the right words in there is really, really critical. Having the right information in there that's going to inform someone really quickly of how you can help them and what you do. No customer wants to sort of land on your profile and feel confused and a bit like, can they help me? Would this be like the right solution for me? Because we don't want them to land on our profile, get a little bit, you know, puzzled and leave and go somewhere else. So it's really critical. All of that information gives them that really clear direction and then finishes on a call to action as well. So actually gives them the next step, whether that's booking a call with you, whether that's downloading maybe a free lead magnet or a resource that they can get that little bit of extra value from you. And you can also capture their details to then nurture through email or any other marketing platform that you might use.
Great. Okay. So after they have that set up, then most designers already have Instagram accounts where they've put portfolio work or anything that they wanted to share, but there's a lot of designers that then follow them. Or they have friends and family. So how do they start training the algorithm to be shown to who they want, this ideal client that they've researched and they understand? What are your suggestions on training the algorithm so that they show up in the right places?
One of the biggest things that people will forget about is that the algorithm is not just dictated by your audience actions, but your own actions. So if you have, you know, recently started your business account, one of the things we all do it, and it's not a bad thing, we all do it. We follow like our friends and family and we get them to follow us back. And maybe we follow some of our like, you know, favorite accounts, maybe, you know, it's the Kardashians or your favorite like chef or some like, you know, whatever personal interests that you have. And what this is telling the algorithm is that those are your interests and that's what you want to see. And that's what would also be relevant potentially to your audience. So it's really important you treat your business account like a business account. You know, you wouldn't subscribe to different things in your business email address, right? So it needs to be the same when it comes to who you follow and who you interact with on that profile. So that's coming from the user perspective as the business owner being the user. When it comes to training the algorithm in other ways, obviously that interaction with all the right accounts is really, really important. But you want to be creating content that doesn't speak to people that do what you do. Naturally, people are going to gravitate towards similar people in similar industries, totally normal. But if you want to attract people that are actually potential buyers, you need to speak to them and their issues. I think a common thing I see with a lot of designers, people that work in creative industries, they want to showcase their work a lot, which is awesome and it's amazing. And people will be interested to see that. But if you're just doing that, you're just going to attract and get engagement from others that appreciate that work and also love to look at it as well. But if you're not creating content that speaks to your client's actual problems, what they're wanting help with, they're not going to be compelled to actually follow you. And then that means none of those people are interacting with your content. So the algorithm's just going to keep pushing it out to those other designers, those other people in your industry. So it's really critical. You're creating content for the right people, getting those right people to actually interact with it, send signals to the algorithm that they like it, and the algorithm should then push it out to more of those people. So it's a big spider web of activity and interaction and engagement. But once you do get it right, you will start to see you're attracting the right people.
Great. Okay. And so after, so when you start doing that, what type of content? Obviously, a lot of designers are very timid or shy. They don't want to put themselves out there. And I know Instagram's been pushing a lot, reels and video, short video content, and putting your face in there. So what about those people who maybe even are scared to show their design process? Like, what would be other content concepts that besides their designs that could help or get themselves in front of their ideal clients?
Definitely educating your audience on the value that, you know, the work that you're providing as can add to that business. So, you know, the difference between maybe amateur, you know, DIY design and what professional design work, why there are benefits for it, why it can add value to your business, why it will improve your customer's experience, why it will help you to attract the right people, whatever those, you know, outcomes are that you've defined for your business, how that will impact your audience, because they really need to see the value in it to want to invest in it and to also want to follow you as well. The other thing, and the best way to actually use your work, still showcasing the beautiful design and the beautiful project you've worked on, is to still show it, but instead of just talking about, you know, this is the logo I created, this is what we achieved, actually talking about, okay, what was this business owner wanting to achieve, and actually explaining the journey and the steps essentially of what you did, what their logo maybe was like before, what the pitch was and what your strategy and approach was, what the design brief was, and taking people through that journey. Because when people get to see, okay, you helped this client get from point A to point B, they achieve this certain outcome, and you actually take them through that journey of what that looks like, they're going to be intrigued and going to start to imagine, okay, well, what's that going to look like for my business? Look at that transformation, look how it worked out for them. What if I do it for my business? So it's still showcasing your work, but it's not just through the lens of look how beautiful this is, look how amazing it is, which is so important, but, you know, look at the process, look at what we were able to achieve, and look at how we did it. And that's what's going to help you to stand out against other designers that are doing similar services to you.
It's like the case studies. That's something very similar like you would do on a website. Yeah, that makes total sense. And so when someone's putting out content, have you found that there's something that Instagram is preferring or pushing more to, like in reach or in the explore page, like types like carousel, reel, video, like what have you found as being something that it gets behind more than others?
I definitely think video content leads the way in terms of if your goal and focus with the season you're in business is to attract new leads, build your audience, because, you know, traffic is just critical for an online service business. We need to get consistent traffic to our page, to our website, to any part of our online presence in order to get enough leads to, you know, fuel our business. So if leads and traffic is your focus, then I definitely think reels, video content, there's definitely nuance to which type of reels are going to be best for new people that don't yet follow you, who don't yet know what you do. But definitely reels are still predominantly, they get the best reach. Instagram still probably prioritizes them. I can't quote that for a fact, as no one really knows if that's true. But from my experience with clients, with my own content, reels are definitely the leader in terms of lead generation and building your audience. in terms of nurturing your audience and sort of sharing that content, like we spoke about, the case studies, really taking people through that journey of understanding what you do, how you help people, and your actual approach to it all, carousels are definitely up there. I would put them even keel in terms of like where they're sitting in terms of the power. And I think if you look at your anyone's explore page, it's either a reel or it's a carousel. And the reason why Instagram values them so much is because they keep people on the app, and Instagram just wants people to stay on their app. So obviously reels, very engaging. People will spend a lot of time swiping through and actually watching them. And as well with carousels, they're longer in the format that they are. There's more copy to read through and people have to swipe through it. So they are spending more time on your content and on the Instagram app in general. So if you had to pick any two, that's definitely the two I would focus on. And I think they work both really well for lead generation and also lead nurturing.
Listening to a podcast is fantastic, but sometimes we need a more straightforward way to access information. That's exactly why I put together some free downloadable resources for you, including a free pricing guide with a free pricing list, how to get clients guide, and how to manage your time better. These are packed with quick reference information and actionable steps that you can start using right away to enhance your own design business skills. Make sure to visit forthecreatives.com and get your free copies today.
Great. Okay. Yeah, I can see that. And I guess there's ways to do it without showing your face too. It's kind of having to be creative on how to go about that. Yeah. So now in terms of the, like, if someone were to, you know, they start on Instagram and they're having a hard time just like continuing because maybe it's taking longer. Do you have any tips for the mindset of how to approach it and not just be chasing the followers and the likes, but really be focusing on the building of the business side? Because that's a hard mindset to have.
Mm-hmm. I think it's similar to the advice I would give someone that was kind of still also struggling in business in general. Like, the goalposts will always keep moving. Even when you do hit that goal, maybe it's really important to you and you value it. And so it's okay to value having a large following and growing a big community, because there is a lot of value in having that. And it's okay if that's your goal. But just know that even the overnight successes, like, there's been days, weeks, months, hours of work that goes into that. And when it comes to creating that online presence, it's a body of work. It's a lifetime of work. Like, every post I feel like I've personally created, I feel like I can remember every single one, creating every single one, because I put so much into them. That's me obviously coming more from a content creator perspective, where I, you know, content creation is a huge part of my business. But it's a lifetime of work and it will never actually end. Even when you do hit the goal maybe that you have in mind, there will be another goal and there will be another thing you want to achieve. So it's really about not looking at the top of the mountain, kind of just taking it one step at a time, and just knowing that followers and a big community aren't everything, and they don't fix, you know, those like foundational business problems. So if you've got things, you know, that aren't working with your offer, if you've got delivery issues, if you've got back-end issues, having hundreds of followers, hundreds of thousands of followers won't help that. And big, you know, big businesses with big audiences doesn't mean that they're making huge sales. So it's really about having a goal that feels in alignment to obviously your bigger business goal as well, but feels in alignment to you. And if you're not, you know, attracting the right people and you're not yet, you know, getting the leads of the right people that you want to work with in your business, then having more and more followers isn't going to really ever fix that. There's actually foundational things that you need to focus on first.
Like, what would be an example of some of the foundational points, like for the market research that you were talking about, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Offer, you know, your offer structure, if, you know, it's not you know, as well, like things like price point and, you know, actually understanding your market, where you fit in. I'm not the expert in that. That's not my wheelhouse, but, you know, I've recognized that in my own content strategy as well. You know, I could be creating really great content. I'm getting in lots of followers, but they're not interested in this offer that I have at the moment. And it's not a content issue. It's not really a me issue. It's they're not the, I created this thing that's not solving the problem that they want solved. Or that it's not of interest to them right now, or they have a different problem that needs more of their, you know, attention right now. So there's lots of, you know, cogs in the machine of marketing. It's not always just about your content. It's not always just about, you know, the things you're putting out there on Instagram. So I think when we put so much pressure on it, it becomes not fun. And when it's not fun and it doesn't feel exciting to you to market your business, that's when there's a larger problem at hand.
Yeah. Makes total sense. And the process, like a designer having just putting graphic designer also, like you were saying, using the SEO, that comes from really digging in and, well, what would my ideal client be searching for in this case? Would they be actually searching designer, or would they be searching a maybe brand strategist or something, a strategy to how to increase sales or some keywords that would be related, right? And you would put those in the whole bio section is searchable.
Exactly. Well, the bold section. So it's called the name field when you go to edit it. So that bold section in your bio, that's searchable. So yeah, it's really important to do the research, speak to people, of course, but as well, like, you know, search keywords yourself on Instagram, see what's coming up, see what other business owners are falling under those keywords and categories. Because sometimes you might be categorizing yourself into an area which you think is right based on your, you know, and maybe it is right in terms of your expertise and speciality, but it might not be the thing that people are searching for. And a lot of the time our customers, our audience, they don't know what they need. They know that they have a problem. They know they want some type of solution, but a lot of the time they think they need a social media manager, but they need a branding designer. They need a branding, you know, specialist. They need website design. They might need something else. So that's a big part of obviously SEO and doing your research. And that's also your content as well, and who it speaks to, the problem it speaks to.
Right. Okay. That's good. And so for, one question that I think that I really wanted to see your opinion on is doing outreach, because obviously you're doing content, content draws people into your world. But when somebody is still building up their following, they're still, you know, takes time. Do you recommend going out and doing some proactive action to get people into your world? But I know DMs are sometimes, if they're done incorrectly, they can appear spammy and all these different points and thoughts that people have and the scared. So what are your thoughts about that whole process of doing the proactive outreach?
Mm-hmm. I think it's really going to depend on your, like, schedule, capacity, and as well, if you're able to actually keep it up. I think sometimes we can all have a great week and we're like, yeah, I'm going to have time for that every single day. And then something happens, you know, a client needs something or your priorities change. And that's just the nature of, especially when you're in business by yourself at this stage that many of us are at, sort of that messy middle stage or very early beginning. It's just, it can be hard to keep on top of it. So if you have the availability, the capacity, and I think, like you're saying, if it's done right with a strategy, it can work, especially B2B businesses. So if you are wanting to work with other business owners, I think it works a whole lot better in that space than it would B2C. I don't think the regular public really understand, you know, that, you know, proactive research, reach out, like, you know, you're explaining, but other business owners would. What I would really recommend, if you had to, you know, choose how I would spend that extra hour on my Instagram strategy if I had it in the week, I would rather see someone doing a collaboration with another business owner, getting in front of another business owner in a way to share value with their audience, that other person's audience, but also their own audience. So I think if I had to give everyone an extra hour in their week, and it's like, you can spend it however you want, That's how I would tell people to spend it. Instead of the commenting and engaging, it can work. It's not super sustainable. And even sending the welcome messages to new followers, that can be really lovely too. But I think if, you know, bigger long-term growth is your goal, you know, really cultivating relationships, establishing who you are as a business owner, it can be really, really powerful to leverage those collaborations in lots of different ways. It's possible to do it. It doesn't have to be an Instagram Live. And it might not even be on Instagram. It might be a podcast collaboration. It might be any type of other, you know, partnership that you do with a business that will get eyes on your business and lead them to your Instagram profile.
Great. Awesome. Yeah, that definitely can add a lot of value for yourself too. Obviously, you're helping someone else as well in the process. So then, great. This has been very helpful. And I think that there's a lot of takeaways here. With just looking at the overall subject of Instagram, is there anything else that you feel in that would be really important that we haven't talked about for those who are looking to grow their business and get clients from Instagram? Is there any other points that just you feel are really missing or lacking in strategies you see? Mm-hmm. No, that's a pretty overview question in general, but
there's a big misconception that all it takes is just, you know, good Wi-Fi, some good posts, and it's, you know, you'll have, you know, 20 clients knocking at your door. And that's definitely not reality. And I think when we put so much pressure, especially just on one app like Instagram, to do that, it does become overwhelming and we overthink everything because there are a lot of rules, and I use that in air quotes because there really are no rules. And what I would teach and help my students with in one way, another coach might do it a different way. And that's all from experience and doing it with their own clients and their own account. So there's no right way, there's no wrong way. But I think we forget about the fact that it's just a social networking platform, and people do come to the app to unwind, even other business owners. They do just want to sort of mindlessly scroll and enjoy. So don't forget to leverage other platforms. And it's not about being on every platform. I think, you know, you don't need to be on every social media platform, but things like email marketing, things like collaborations, again, don't have to be on social media, but also just like those traditional like business, you know, networking methods, getting to know other business owners, going to events, you know, all of those bootstrapping things that we sort of forget about, you know, the OG way to grow a business, and reaching out to people you know in your space, in your community, in your network, as those like starting clients, to give you those case studies that you can use through your content to talk about. And that's how you can really like have that snowball effect where you start within reach. And that's what definitely what I did with my business. All of my initial clients were people I knew or I personally reached out to. And I used those results on my Instagram through my content to build that authority, share that social proof. And that's really what got the ball rolling, because it's not going to be likely that, you know, a really small account with not a lot of content on there is going to have 10 inquiries a day. But you do need to start somewhere. So it's getting your profile optimized. It's getting the content that you can get out there, and also leveraging those community and connections that you build in the more traditional business building ways.
Beautiful. Yeah. I love all that advice. It's excellent. It's very, what I love is that it's deeper as opposed to just superficially talking about that Instagram is going to solve everything, which I think is, it's really good for people to understand and hear. So I appreciate that. Awesome. So where can people find you, Brittany? I want to make sure, because you have great content, you have your own website and everything. So can you tell them where they can find you?
So you can find me on Instagram, which is not a huge surprise, at the social profile. I am on TikTok, but I will say it's not my favorite platform, but there is some special content over there. And I do drop a few things in there when I get a chance to. But I do have, my website currently will be probably under construction very soon, in need of an update. But I do have lots of free resources, free workshops, free masterclasses, and some stuff that if you just want to DM me, I can send all of that your way. If you're, wanting to just understand more of the fundamentals of content creation, you're wanting to understand how to sort of take it to the next level. I try to just be as kind of what you said, honest and transparent as possible, and sharing value in a way that's just like easy for people to digest and absorb. They don't walk away from my content, hopefully, feeling more overwhelmed and confused. Simple is my thing. Fun is hopefully as well something I'm known for, just making it enjoyable, light and effortless. That's my main mission at the moment.
Beautiful. And just because you are an entrepreneur yourself, do you have any like last words of wisdom or mantras that you live by every day to keep your business going and stay on top of things?
I have to remind myself a lot that it's not meant to be easy. It's not meant to all come to fruition with just one reel or just, something going viral, like we kind of are conditioned to see when it comes to content from other entrepreneurs. And it's meant to be sort of what I was alluding to before when it comes to building that body of work. It is a marathon that, you need to take one step at a time, and you're going to hit roadblocks. There's going to be seasons where it's like, oh my God, I'm killing it. Everything's going my way. And there will be, it could be the very next week where you're like, I want to burn it all down. I hate this. I'm going to go back and get a normal job. So I think it's learning to just remembering that it's not meant to be easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it. And not everyone does it. So just remembering it's an ongoing experiment, an ongoing battle. And hopefully one day you can get to a place where you are loving your Mondays. You can work as much as you want, when you want. And that's definitely something I'm still working on and working towards myself.
I love that. Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's been very insightful. And it's nice to hear other entrepreneurs going through things, whether it's in the same field or not. It's, we're all in this together, and it absolutely has its moments of wonderfulness and hardness. So yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for being here, Brittany. It's been really fun to talk about this, and you have such a wealth of knowledge of Instagram. I think I could pick your brain all day. So it's true. So everyone make sure that you do go check out her Instagram account, especially, and she has some awesome resources. So great. Well, thank you very much for being here again, and I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Earning by Design. If you found value today, I would be incredibly grateful if you could leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback not only helps this podcast to grow, but it also helps to get in front of more designers who need help too. So thank you sincerely for being here. And for more resources to help you succeed in the world of design, please visit forthecreatives.com. That's the number 4, thecreatives.com. We offer a variety of courses, programs, and free resources, all tailored to enhance your design skills and your business knowledge. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram at forthecreatives for more updates and tips. And if you haven't already, join my growing community of over 100,000 subscribers on the For the Creatives YouTube channel that has more content, all designed to fuel your creativity and your professional growth. Until next time, keep creating, keep exploring, and continue to push the boundaries of your own creative journey. I'll be here to guide and inspire you every step of the way.